Team sports were rarely mentioned in commentator Marion Winnick's household when she was growing up. In fact, she had little meaningful contact with anyone capable of taking part in athletics until now.
I have believed since earliest childhood that people who play team sports are from a different branch of the human species than I, one I regarded with a combination of jealousy and incomprehension that hardened later in life to disdain. And yet I, a prime specimen of Homo spaziens, a geek, a freak, the kind of kid who would have gnawed off her own arm to get out of gym class, have given birth to a young athlete. Yes, from these non-varsity loins has sprung a blonde-haired, loose-limbed, easygoing 8-year-old master of the universe, and he has led me to greener fields than I have ever known. So many years wasted on sex and drugs and rock and roll, when transcendence was waiting for me all along, in middle age, on the sidelines of a soccer field. Perhaps you've already heard the news. At 7:40 Central Time last night, the Black Knights trounced the Green Hornets to win the Under-10 Division Championship of the West Austin Youth Association Soccer League. The final goal of the game, of the season in fact, was made by my own number 10, who trapped a punt kicked upfield by a defensive back, dribbled it past several Hornet challengers, then bombed it over the goalie's outstretched fingers into the net. This was number 10's first and only score of the season, and the sheer miracle of its having been made in the final minutes of the final hour electrified everyone, including the team's top scorer, tiny but deadly number 7, who leaped into his teammates' arms with glee. Several minutes later, the game ended, with Black Knights victorious and turning cartwheels on the field, champagne corks popping, and the notoriously loud Black Knight parents, more obnoxious than ever, beside themselves with joy. At a post-game event held at a local pizza joint, gangly NPR reporter John Burnett, father of number 3, the fearsome defensive sweeper, was heard to mutter hoarsely, "I was never on a winning sports team in my whole life. This is one of the great moments. They'll tell this story for the rest of their lives." Other parents compared the Knights' win to the Yanks' World Series triumph or the Cowboys' first Super Bowl. Kudos were heaped on the Knights' devoted coach, a former city council member, while the mother of number 10 sat in a euphoric daze, appreciating the appeal of sports for the first time in her uncoordinated life. A black and white ball rotating through the spotlit air, sailing not too high, not too wide, not too late, but just right, as if the physical laws of nature had opened a loophole for her son, or perhaps as if there really were such a thing as magic. I have to wonder, are the members of my high school's cheerleading squad now home with overweight, nearsighted children who prefer Jane Eyre to fresh air and almost anything to exercise? It would only be fair, don't you think?
Marion Winnick lives in Austin, Texas, comes to us with the help of member station KUT.